From Chicago, we invite you to enjoy life. Life with Luigi, a new comedy show created by Cy Howard and starring J. Carroll Nash. A year ago, when Luigi Vasco left Italy to start his new life in America, he promised his mother that he would write her and tell her about his adventures. So now we look over Luigi's shoulder as he writes another letter to Mama Vasco in Italy.
Dear Mamma Mia, Chicago is a very fine city and full of very fine people. It's very interesting for me to stand in front of my store and watch people walk by and guess what they are by the way they walk. Yesterday I watched a man. He walked very fast. He's a banker. Then I see a man walking not so fast, not so slow. I think he's a clerk. Then I see a man. He walks very slow and look very sad. He's a Republican. Because, you see, Mamma Mia, was a big election in America last week. Was a very close race between the two fellas. Mr. Truman win, Dr. Gallup lose. But now, American people forget all about the politics. Now they're interested in football. But it's a wonderful country when one day people fight about the politics, next day football, and I'm very happy to be here.
On the other country, Man Pasquale, who bring me to this country and who has Pasquale's Spaghetti Palace next door, he is unhappy. For him, only important campaign is for me to marry his daughter Rosa.
Oh, Mamma Mia. If you see her, you know what means the word inflation. She weighs more than she's worth. If a fella marry her, and the must carry bride into house after the wedding. He can't make it in one trip, or must make it two trips. But I have my antique business, and I try to forget Pasquale. This morning, just before my general manager, the 12-year-old bambino Jimmy O'Connor, go to school, I show him a sign that I painted myself. All right, Jimmy, we put the sign in the window. Then you go to school. How you like it?
Special fire sale. But, boss, you haven't had a fire.
I know, but tomorrow I must pay insurance, so today I have fire sale. How do you like my printing, Jimmy?
Well, for a man who's only been here a little while, it's pretty good.
Sure. I don't write with the broken handwriting anymore. You tell my teacher, Miss Spalding, huh?
Hey, boss, look who's coming.
Customer?
No, it's Mr. Pasquale. What does he want so early in the morning?
Same thing he wants later tonight. I should marry Rosa.
What are you going to say?
Same thing. No.
Maybe I ought to stay.
Don't worry, Jimmy. You go to school.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello, hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Hello, Jimmy.
Goodbye, Mr. Pasquale. Goodbye, boss.
Study harder, Jimmy. Maybe one day you go to Electoral College.
Ah, he's a fine boy. And you look a fine too.
The answer is no.
I didn't even ask you anything. You know the answer.
You're going to ask me to marry Rosa. The answer is no.
You think Rosa is the only thing out of my mind?
Si.
No, you out of my mind. Today, I'm just a fool in love for everybody, even you. No hard feelings, only sweet. And I'm going to prove it to you. Tonight, I'm going to give you a vacation.
Where I go?
First, I ask you, if somebody say to you, Luigi Vasco, you choose any place you like to go in Chicago tonight, what do you say?
Who asked me?
Well, suppose, it's like in a storybook when he was a little bambino. Good fairies ask you.
Then I go to beautiful palace downtown. Buy popcorn, and while I eat the popcorn, I see a movie.
It's even better. How would you like to go to the opera tonight?
Opera? Oh, Pasquale, I don't hear opera since I leave Italy.
You like opera?
It's a foolish question. It's like asking you if you like money.
All right. Here's the two tickets for the opera.
Free?
Free.
How much?
I'll come out of here. Why are you so suspicious? Here, you hold the tickets.
Okay, Pasquale.
Fine. Now you find a nice girl and you take her to the opera.
Okay, I call up Mrs. Spalding. She's a nicer girl.
If I give you two tickets and I say find a nicer girl, I'm no mean a Spalding. I'm a mean a Rosa.
Then no more talk about a marriage.
Okay, no more talk about a marriage. We talk about opera. Okay?
Si. What opera is it?
Marriage of Figaro.
There you go again.
That's the name of the opera. That's the matter for you. Go to opera here. Take a Rosa. Here's the two tickets.
If I take a Rosa, then I need three tickets.
Okay. So Rosa, she's a little fat. What else you got against her?
Nothing.
Then why don't you marry my baby?
I'm in no position to marry.
So you're changing your position.
You don't understand. First place, I owe you $800.
Forget.
It's very easy for me to forget. Trouble is, you always remind me.
Now, good day.
Then I have a liquor store. Is it just big enough for me and Jimmy?
I build you a new store. I'm going to buy you new antiques.
Isn't that right? I don't want your money.
Please, Sir Luigi, don't let my money stand in the way.
Even if I love a Rosa, I don't marry her. I can't even afford to buy a girl a little present.
You marry Rosa, she give you a little present.
Look, Pasquale, all over the world is a custom. If fella gonna marry girl, he give her an engagement ring.
I don't believe in engagement. With me, get right down at the business. Put on a wedding ring.
I don't have a money fever for a wedding ring.
I buy you one.
No.
I ask my wife at Teresa, she lend you hers. She's to wear it long enough.
I'm a much obliged. No, Pasquale, I don't marry Rosa unless I have to.
Is this your final statement of my
friend? Yes.
Absolutely positive final statement?
Yes.
Then give me back my tickets. No marriage to Rosa, no marriage to Figaro.
But Pasquale, he's so angry he don't even close the door. Well, it's a nice day. Maybe I catch a little bit of air.
Oh, out of my way, bud!
Hey, excuse me, mister. You don't see me, huh? You must have been in a big hurry. Hey, mister, you dropped something. Hey! Mamma mia, you dropped a diamond ring. Excuse me, lady. I find the ring, so I like to advertise in your newspaper here.
Yes?
Please, I like to see the boss, Mr. Greeley.
Who?
Mr. Greeley.
We don't have any Mr. Greeley.
But it say up there, Horace Greeley, founder.
Oh, that Mr. Greeley. He's not connected with us anymore. What is it you want?
See this ring?
It's a honey.
It's a diamond. I find it in front of my store. And my teacher, Miss Spalding, she say advertise, so now I can...
Well, advertising department to your right.
Right.
What can I do for you, sir?
I like to put an ad in your paper.
Oh, good, good. How much space would you like?
I think one page is plenty.
A page? Yes. Well, won't you sit down?
Thank you.
May I have your name?
Basco. Luigi Basco.
Well, mine is Randall.
Hello.
What is the nature of your business, Mr. Basco?
All the new antiques, also statues of colonial furniture.
And where are you located?
Next door to Pasquale Spaghetti Palace.
Where is that?
Next door to me.
Any credit or banking references?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, do you want to be billed for this or will you pay cash?
I pay cash.
A page, that will be $3,000.
$3,000? I don't know. It costs so much. I don't think I'd take a page.
Well, how much would you like to spend? $1,500 or $1,000?
A little less.
Well, then how much would you like to spend?
$2.
What'd you say?
$2.
Yes. Yes, that's what I thought you said.
Well, what's the matter? You angry?
No. I never lose my temper, no.
Well, it's all right. If you lose temper, all you have to do is put an ad and you find it again.
Thanks.
How big is this ad?
1 inch. Now, what do you want to advertise?
I find the ring today and I want to give it back.
A lost and found ad?
Just a found. Other fella lost.
Might happen to you sometime. Why didn't you say so in the first place?
This is the first place I come to.
All right. Now, what kind of a ring is it?
Here.
An engagement ring.
See.
I see, all right.
You don't understand. When I say see, this means yes.
Yes, I understand.
But when I say see, this means look.
Whichever it is, what do you want to say in this ad?
Ladies and gentlemen. If for somebody lose engagement ring, please come and see Luigi Basco, old and a new antiques at 21 North Halsted Street. Open night and day, no appointment necessary. Only 2 blocks from elevated station, walk to corner.
You want to say all that for $2?
No, no.
But how can we fit all that in a 1-inch ad?
Use a small letters.
Well, 1-inch ad wouldn't hold more than about a dozen words.
Then what I say?
Well, let me see. Ring found in front of 21 North Halsted Street. Call Luigi Basco.
This first time I have name in American newspaper. Maybe I spend more money. Take more space.
Well, for $4, Mr. Basco, I can give you a 2-inch ad.
On the front page?
And I suppose you'd like us to run your picture for the same price.
Good. That's a good idea, Mr. Randolph. Never so much I expect in America.
Look, Mr. Basco. For 2 inches, you get 25 words in the classified ad section. Now, will you please dictate it to me?
Then say, Luigi Basco, 21 North Halsted Street, the dealer in new and used antiques.
You can drop that.
Drop a what?
The antique stuff.
If I drop antique stuff, it'll break.
No, I mean omit.
Omit?
Yes, leave out.
Why?
Well, the antique stuff takes up too much room.
Oh, no, I got a bigger store.
Mr. Basco, please finish that ad. Remember now, 25 words.
All right. Luigi Basco.
Okay, that's 2 words.
21 North the Halsted Street.
That's 6 words.
Who owns antique store?
10 words.
Found a diamond ring.
13. Remember, 25 words.
If owner tell me inside says John to marry Winnetka. $1,946, I return the ring.
26 words. Mr. Basco, one too many.
Then make it 1945.
Mr. Basco! No, never mind. Never mind. I'll do it myself. I'll just do it. Here we go. There we are. 25 words.
What word do you take out?
Winnetka.
Oh, no, it's my favorite word.
But you must lose somewhere.
Okay. I show you how to get it. Take out my name.
Look, Mr. Basco. There's a fine newspaper across the street. There are competitors. We hate them. There's $2 of my own. It's my lunch money. You go over there and give them the ad.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Randall. But I give you my business. And here's my $2.
Yes, well, thank you. And if you ever find anything again, keep it.
No. Oh, no. Honesty is the best of policy.
Luigi, my friend. Hello, Luigi. Hello.
Hello, Pasquale.
Where you been?
Newspaper office.
What for? Never see a fella like you. Always a going to some new place.
Is it like this, Pasquale? I explain you. I find a ring.
You find a ring?
This morning, a fella bumped into me. He dropped a ring, he ran away.
So you gave it to a newspaper?
No. My teacher, Miss Spaulding, she say, if you find the ring, you advertise in the paper. Same time, also advertising my business. Free.
What kind of ring?
This one.
Hey, that's a beautiful engagement ring.
Sure.
Where you find
it? In front of my store.
I bet you get a bigger reward.
Oh, I don't care.
I care. Who's your landlord?
You.
Well, if you find in front of my property, then we go 50-50, eh?
I don't argue. If fella give me money, I give you half.
I'm only fooling Luigi. Who's interested in the money?
You.
No. No, Luigi. is to come a time when a happiness is more important than money.
Pasquale, you feel all right?
No.
That's what I think.
I'm an old man, Luigi. I'm already living my life. Pretty soon, I say goodbye to you.
Goodbye, Pasquale.
Don't be in such a hurry.
Can I wait?
How would you like to do one little favor for poor Pasquale before he's a kick in the bucket, eh?
Please, Pasquale, you make me very sad.
Luigi, you're my countryman. I do you a favor, I bring you over. Now maybe you do me one favor before I say bye-bye.
I try, Pasquale.
For one little second, put that ring on a rose's finger.
You're just a plain dead, Pasquale. You try to fool me.
I'm no fool of you, Luigi. I just want to see with my own eyes how roses look when she's wearing engagement ring. Then I die happy.
Is this a promise?
I give you my word. What do you say?
But, Pasquale, girl's name on ring is Mary.
That's no problem. Mary! Mary! Rosa! Rosa! Come out to here and bring your finger with you.
You fool!
Look who's here, Rosa.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Go ahead, Luigi. Put out of the ring.
Okay, Pasquale, but you promised Rosa to take it right off.
Listen, Luigi, I'm a dyer.
So am I.
Put on a third finger, left hand.
Can't tell the difference. Is it too bad, Pasquale? The ring don't fit.
Stop breathing, Rosa. Now, both of us together. Push. Okay. Now you can breathe again.
I do your papa a favor. I make all men happy, Rosa.
I feel 20 years younger already, my son.
Mamma mia.
Now you two is engaged.
Engaged? Is there no time to laugh, Rosa?
Is it your ring, Luigi, you know?
No.
You find it, it's yours, that's the law.
I find the real owner.
You the real owner, my son.
Rosa, give me back the ring.
I see you put a ring on a Rosa's fingers with my own eyes. That's enough for me.
Please, Rosa, stop breathing. I pull off of the ring.
What's the difficulty?
The ring. She's a stuck.
So are you, my son.
For the second act of Luigi Vasco's adventures in Chicago, we turn to page 2 of his letter to his mother in Italy.
So, mamma mia, I'm in a big trouble. Pasquale talked me into putting ring on a rose's finger. Now ring wants to come off. It's like trying to pull a cow out of a milk bottle. So Pasquale is very happy. Like they say in America, he got to me over barrels. If ring don't come off Rosa's finger, then I must marry barrels. Now, with Rosa attached, owner no have to give me reward. I give owner reward.
Luigi, hello, hello. Well, pretty soon now you're going to lead my Rosa down the bridle path.
Pasquale, I'm not going to marry Rosa.
You give Rosa a ring, you engage.
But it was not to my ring, Pasquale.
But nobody shows up, it's your ring.
So what?
Put the two and the two together, what do you got?
Rosa.
Look, don't worry, Luigi. Maybe now you don't love Rosa, but when you marry her, she's a grow out of you.
I'm another flower pot, Pasquale. I put the ring on Rosa only to do you a favor.
That's right. That's what I tell everybody. Luigi Vasco, do me a big favor. He's a marrying of my Rosa.
You no right to tell people lies.
Okay, you don't want to marry Rosa? Take back of the ring.
I can't.
So you see, it's the truth. And don't worry, my son. Pretty soon you believe it, too. and I already make a plan for the wedding. It's going to be the biggest wedding anybody's having in this neighborhood. People are going to talk about it for years.
That's because I'm not going to be there.
You're going to be there. You'll be there, all right. All dressed up like a dummy in a window. Black coat, the stripes of pants, and a rose, so she's going to be dressed in a white. And listen, Luigi, my wife, Teresa, she's been out cooking up the smaller family dinner for tonight. I'll be back in a half an hour.
I'm not to go on.
Then Rose is a comer for you. Instead of you carry her over the threshold, she's a carry you.
Mamma mia, I'm in a big trouble. Oh, here come a customer.
Is this 21 North Halstead Street?
Si.
You Luigi Basco?
Si.
Okay, cough up that ring.
Please, mister. I'm not the swallow ring.
And hand it over.
You see my head in a paper?
Yeah. Come on, quit gabbing.
How I know is your ring?
I'm the guy you bumped into.
Excuse me, you bump into me, then I holler.
Okay. Come on, let's have that ring.
First, you identify. What it say inside the ring?
John to Mary Winnetka, 1946.
Oh, you John?
No, I Mary. Come on, get going, Buster. We'll have trouble.
Got a plenty of trouble already.
If you're smart, you'll get rid of that hunk of ice fast. It's hot.
Hot ice?
Yeah. Come on, stop stalling. You're talking to little Louie.
I don't have a ring. Rosa, she's got it.
Rosa? Who's she, the fence?
She's the whole backyard.
Come on, now, cut that double talk.
Please, you're choking me. Is it like this, Mr. Little Lewis? I show Pasquale the ring, and he said to me...
Now, look, cut the conversation. I want that ring, or you wind up in cement.
Mamma mia, you're a sculptor.
No wisecracks. Come on, where's the ring?
I don't have... It's on a girl's finger.
And get it off her.
Please, give me a little time.
I'll give you 15 minutes. If that ring ain't here then, bud, you're dead.
Thank you. Pasquale.
Luigi, what's the matter? You're shaking it like a spaghetti in a hot water.
Luigi, I'm in a plenty of hot water. Pasquale. Owner of the ring was a junk in my store.
I don't believe it, dear. So what does he want?
Ring. Please, Pasquale, must take ring off Rosa's finger.
Oh, no. I don't trust you, Luigi. Once you take off, you never put him on again.
He's a very mean fellow, Pasquale. If I don't have a ring in 15 minutes, I'm dead. And then Rosa be widow even before she's married.
That's a pretty bad for you.
Please, Pasquale, I don't want to die before I get a citizen of papers.
That's a foolish talk. Is it not illegal for a dead man at the boat?
Pasquale, you must pull a ring from Rosa's finger.
It's easier to pull a Lake of Michigan from a Chicago. But I help you, Luigi.
How?
When a man is a comer for the ring, if he don't find the ring, and maybe he's a take the money.
But I don't got the money.
Luigi, I lend you the money. I don't want a condition.
Okay. I'm marry Rosa.
Here you are, my son. Give a man $100. That's the plenty for a ring like that. What do you say, my son?
Thank you, Papa.
Hey, look, there's Jimmy coming home from the school.
Hello, Mr. Pasquale. Hello, boss.
Hello, Jimmy. Soon are you going to be a flower girl?
What did Pasquale mean by that?
It means soon you're going to be a flower boy.
Huh?
Yes, sir, Jimmy, I'm going to marry Rosa.
Oh, no, boy.
Oh, yes, sir, Jimmy.
How did Pasquale hook you?
Here's a long story, Jimmy. I find the ring today and...
Ring?
You know about it?
Well, not about the one you found. But here's something in this afternoon's paper. Listen to this. Hendricks home robbed. Bandits escaped with famous jewelry collection. Diamond ring stolen valued at $20,000.
What else to say, Jimmy?
Inside the ring, there's an inscription. Married to John Winnetka.
1946. Mamma mia.
Hey, boss, how did you know that?
Quicker, Jimmy, call up the police.
Give me the police.
Put that phone down.
Who are you?
Detective Horan.
You got a wonderful police department. Very good service.
Now, never mind the wisecracks. Search the joint, Tom.
Right, Harry.
So, you're Luigi Vasco?
Yes, sir, Mr. Policeman.
You packing a rod?
I'm not in a rod, packing a business.
Now, where's that ring, Mr. Vasco?
I know God.
Look, we just picked up little Louie, so you might as well come clean.
Nothing in there except some old furniture.
You look in the backyard?
Yeah.
Find anything?
About 30 Dewey statues.
Say, I sell them to you cheap.
Who helped you pull that big job?
Big job?
Stop stalling.
Only big job I know is the Rosa.
Rosa? Who's Rosa, the brains of the mob?
She looked like the whole mob.
Yeah, what'd you do with the ring?
Please, I tell you a whole story.
Take us down, Tom. Shoot, Luigi.
You shoot the Luigi and I can't tell him my story. This morning, I find a ring out the side of my store.
Look, little Louie told us all about it.
Hey, Luigi, did the fella come for the money?
Not yet.
Oh, that's the ring. It's looking so beautiful out of Rosa's finger.
Oh, yeah? Who's this guy?
That's a Pasquale.
Who'd you say was wearing the ring?
My little girl, Rosa.
Oh, so you're in on this, too.
Hey, why are you asking so many questions?
We're from the police department.
Well, I'm going to buy no tickets for the policeman's ball.
Pasquale, please, you're talking too much.
You'll talk more downtown. Tom, get the girl, Rosa. Maybe the gang will talk to the chief.
The chief?
Mamma mia, they still got Indians in Chicago.
Here they are, Mr. District Attorney.
Now, you, Mr. Basco, and you too, Mr. Pasquale. You'd better listen to me carefully. See?
See.
Now, I've read the statements you two men gave the police, and I don't believe a word of it.
That's the truth to Mr. D.A., I swear. If I'm a liar, I hope for Luigi's a drop dead.
But it's all your fault, Pasquale. I tell you, don't try the ring on Rosa's finger. You say try.
If you married my Rosa a long time ago, this don't happen.
Stop that private argument. You're going to talk yourselves into a long prison sentence.
Please, Mr. Attorney. I'm an honest citizen.
He's an honest citizen.
But when I get to my papers, I'm honest citizen. Now I'm just honest to Luigi. I do everything like the law says. Law says that don't step on the grass. Luigi don't step on the grass. Sign says that don't feed animals. Luigi don't feed animals. Sign says one-way street. I walk one way. Sign says don't cross the street. So I'm in this country 1 year and I've never been on the other side of the street yet. All of my life, I only want to be in this country.
I understand, Mr. Basco. But this whole thing is incredible. I don't understand how a man like Mr. Pasquale can go to such lengths to get his daughter married.
If you see my little baby, you understand.
Bring her in, Haran.
Rosa! Rosa!
Yes, Papa.
Now I understand. Take him out, Haran. No charges.
Thank you, Mr. District Attorney.
Thank you. You do me a big favor. I do you a favor.
What?
From now on, Mr. District Attorney, I always listen to your radio show.
Life with Luigi is a Cy Howard production and is written by High Craft and Cy Howard and stars J. Carroll Nash as Luigi Vasco with Alan Reed as Pasquale. Music by Wilbur Hatch. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.